It's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you. 503-733-2970. And so forth. Coming up at 3, don't forget, you now get 8 more minutes in your Rick Emerson day. The Rick Emerson Show now goes till 3:06. And by the way, don't forget, we have added the Onion Radio News Desk, which comes away the top of the 6, 7, and 8 a.m. hours, and then the top of the 4, 5, and 6 p.m. hours. So top of the hour during Stephanie Miller and during Dub Likas. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, live from Los Angeles, Jim Roop.
Hello, Johnny.
I was actually doing, I wasn't doing Ed there, I was doing Don Pardo.
Oh, well, I wasn't doing Ed. I was doing James Francis Patrick O'Neill, a guy I worked with in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Yes. We should, you know, we should create enough of those sound bites that we can just create the illusion for new listeners that Ed is just here in the studio. Oh, God. All right. Well, it's been one weird, depressing, downer story after another. We talked to Lisa Goddard, who, I can laugh about it now, who nobody could find for about 40 minutes because she was missing in Syria. Not missing, but, I mean, nobody could find her in Damascus. And so that's always unpleasant when somebody's in Damascus and the cell phone just goes right to voicemail. Then we talked to Ed McCarthy. He was talking about waste of skin Andrea Yates, who inexplicably is still walking around alive. Then we talked about Richard Jewell and Eric Rudolph, the two guys not involved and involved, respectively, in the 1996 Olympic Park bombing. So we were going to go to you because you had some Barry Bonds news, which always makes me smile. You know, because relatively speaking, that's just, you know, what is it today? Is it?
Well, the Border Patrol just sent me some information, sorry.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, because you're Operation Jumpstart, you're covering that, right?
Yeah, but that's beside the point right now.
All right.
Barry Bonds, his former trainer and childhood friend, Greg Anderson, is before the new grand jury. He's been subpoenaed to testify for the third time against his childhood buddy, Barry Bonds. He's going to refuse. He already has, as a matter of fact, so a judge took him into chambers to slap him around a little bit, I guess. I have no idea what's going on right now with that. But at some point, I would imagine Greg Anderson will go to jail for the third time this year.
And this is just because he won't roll over?
Because he won't talk to the grand jury.
Well, you know, that's pretty cool. Barry Bonds seems not terribly bright and probably lying about all of this stuff. But, you know, there's a certain kind of, you know, a certain kind of from the neighborhood, omerta, code of honor kind of thing about a guy who won't roll over on his friend like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can get with that. So how long can they just keep him? If this guy, Barry Bonds' personal trainer, if he won't cooperate, won't testify, can they just keep him in jail or in prison indefinitely?
What they can do is put him in jail until, number one, he decides to talk, or number two, this term of this grand jury is over. I think it's a year.
Mm.
The reason why he got out of jail last week was because this grand jury's term ended. He got out of jail, but the new grand jury called him back because they took up the case. The new grand jury didn't have to take up this case. And it's the perjury and tax evasion case against Bond. And so Anderson was called back, and his lawyer says, Matthew Garrigus, Mark Garrigus' brother is with him today, says he's not going to testify, so that's where we are now. We don't know his fate just yet, but I would imagine he's going to wind up in jail again.
And the great thing about this is it sort of stands to reason. It seems to me, I am just a layman here, I am not a learned man, but it does sort of seem to me that obviously there is this unspoken thing that if, you know, you're Barry Bonds' personal trainer, your childhood, you know, friend and so forth, and if you keep your mouth shut, there's probably a little bit of gold at the end of that non-testifying rainbow.
Oh, I would imagine Barry and Greg have talked.
There's some consideration, as CBS Radio would say.
I'm sure that's right.
Yeah.
There's a parting gift for sure.
Well, because this is the thing, like, watch how I tie this into something seemingly unrelated. That's the thing with Don King. Because Don King, and I got to admire, this really is an only in America kind of way to stick it to the man sort of thing. I remember that, I don't know if he still does it, but for the longest time, Don King had this, who's the boxing promoter, had this long-standing tradition where whenever he was, this, and the fact that it was a tradition indicates, like, how scurrilous the guy is, that he was on trial enough to have made a tradition, that whenever a jury acquitted Don King of something, he would, like, fly the entire jury to the Bahamas for a vacation. And everybody, it got to the point where everybody just sort of knew that. It was known that if you were on a jury and you acquitted him, at the end of that, he would take everybody to, like, Tahiti for a party.
Disneyland.
Yeah, which is great, I mean, in a way. I mean, I guess it's horrible, but there's a part of me that is sort of like a culture jamming, you know, fan. And just, I'm a big fan of, you know, just find some legal way to stick it to the system like that. I mean, who am I to say not to do that, you know?
Well, you're right. And I'm sure that Greg Anderson is, well, I can't say I'm sure because I don't know. But there is some loyalty because he is a childhood friend. He did work for Bonds at some point. And he knows that if he talks, something's going to come out that's going to hurt his buddy.
Sure.
Number two, I would imagine Barry Bonds is going to do something nice for him.
Absolutely.
If this somehow quietly goes away. I don't see it quietly going away.
No.
I don't see that happening at all.
That's not going to happen.
But I think at some point the grand jury may give up on Greg Anderson.
It's going to be like, what was her name? Not Webster Hubble. Was it Webster Hubble's wife? Who was that woman that went to jail and wouldn't roll over on the Clintons? It wasn't Webster Hubble. It was Susan McDougal, who went to jail forever because they were...
Whitewater lady.
Yeah, pressing her on the Clintons, and she just kept saying, like, F you. And, you know, there's the part of me that really responds to that kind of a thing. Sort of the my will, kind of a cool hand Luke, you know?
Yeah.
You know, any man doesn't testify against his friend spends a night in the box, you know? I can get with that. So, all right. Well, see, a little piece of good, a little sunshine in my day. This guy who is in... prison for killing two women that they're now questioning him about 54 women.
Mm-hmm.
We found out today, and there's probably not much anybody can say about this, but Tim Riley, our news director, told us today that they now believe that he had Portland victims as well.
Well, he has victims as far as from what they've seen or what they the leads that they have go as far as Michigan and Florida. So it wouldn't surprise me that there's a couple in the Pacific Northwest because there's plenty out there. In fact, one lady from Germany called after she saw her face on the Sheriff's Department's website saying, hey, that's me.
Yeah.
You know, so this is a far-reaching situation. The good news here is at least half of these 54 women they have confirmed still alive. They do have a couple of confirmed deaths, too, though, and they're trying to link that to this Bill Bradford guy. In fact, one of the ladies who was decapitated in 1978, her body was found just a few days after she met Bill Bradford in a bar. And these other murders have sort of his same M.O., so I think they're going to do their best to try and link it to him. The Sheriff's Department says that they're sure that they will present this case relatively soon, which means they think they have enough evidence to charge him.
The moral of the story is, a guy who meets you in an alley somewhere in Portland, Oregon, and says he's going to make you famous is lying to you.
Yeah, you want to run away very
quickly. Disbelieve that, man. Yeah. All right, Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Ladies and gentlemen, it's... I'm sorry?
No, just thinking about the guy meeting women in an alley.
Miss Gresham. Miss Gresham sang at the Sports Fight 16. She sang the national anthem. It was really good.
Okay.
It's time for the Rockstar Recap, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, hold on. Here we go. Listen to that. That's a little Scotty J production there. Let me vamp over this. Music bed. It's time. Okay, and it's done. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show the lovely Kristen from accounting, who joins us now for today's recap of Rockstar Supernova, featuring
this is
Storm
like
Large.
Best show ever.
What?
This is like the best show ever.
You mean in general or today?
Today, well, I guess in general.
Every day is the best show ever.
I must be giggly because everything is just making me laugh.
Have you been having some of the marijuana gumballs?
That must be it.
Yeah.
A new treat in lunchroom.
All right, let's talk about, K2 needs all the pick-me-ups they can possibly get at this point.
Oh, please don't say that on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. And when I say pick-me-ups, I mean... sausages.
Coffee.
For the barbecue.
Coffee, of course.
That's because of the party they're having to celebrate the good times happening at K2.
Right.
That, with... All right. So let's talk about... Well, there you go. That best show ever just came to an end. That time has passed. Let's talk about Rockstar Supernova. And as Joni DeRoshi was saying last night, that it's... I was talking to her about this. And, because I now have this thing where every Tuesday and Wednesday I am text messaging like 800 different people all night long about this.
Thank God, like, I don't have to pay per message anymore.
Oh, I know.
That's all I have to say.
You know, can I just tell you this? I went and I got a new phone just 3 or 4 days ago.
Right.
And as part of it, they're like, would you like to, hello, would Monsieur like to pay for 200 messages a month or for just a dollar more? Would Monsieur like unlimited? And I got unlimited, and I swear to God, it was just because of Rockstar Supernova.
Me too. Well, I got the VCast because I just got a new phone too. And before even knowing that Storm was going to be on, I had the VCast, which gives me, you know, I don't have to pay for the downloads. I just pay like a monthly fee.
Right.
So I can download as many as I want.
Perfect. Speaking of which, you need to pick a ringtone for you on your on my phone, because now with this phone, I can get, everybody can have their own ringtone, and it can be whatever you want.
How exciting.
Sarah's got her. Are you calling it now? Okay, now don't dial it quite yet.
I'll call it.
No, okay, but wait. Give me like a second, though.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have to change it. Having given Sarah a custom ringtone on my new phone,
uh-oh,
which is the Motorola Q, by the way, which is Q, which is fantastic. Damn it, Q. Some of the ringtone I spent, I'll talk about this more tomorrow, but I spent a long time putting ringtones on my phone last night. I could have been writing a novel or working, spending time with my dog. I just spent like 4 hours last night working on ringtones for this phone, because the thing about this, the Motorola Q, which is great, which I love, is that you don't have to buy them from anywhere. Anything, you can just use any MP3.
Really?
But do you realize how much that just, it's the tyranny of choice?
That is fantastic.
Yeah, but do you realize how overwhelming that is, though, in terms of, like, what am I possibly going to pick?
It's
too many choices.
See, I'm kind of limited because, you know.
I wish I was limited. It's too many choices. It's stressful. And so I put a bunch on last night, but now in the cold light of day, the morning after, they don't seem like such good choices.
That's been so good, yeah.
Because some of the ringtones I picked for people, they seem a little, it seems like they could be misconstrued. Let me put it that way. Sarah's is a good example of this. Sarah, please now to be calling my phone, and let's all see how this could be. Let me make sure that it's on the profile is right. So it's going to, okay. Listen now how Sarah's could be misconstrued. She's a big Meatloaf fan, but, okay. Sarah's now calling my phone. This is gripping radio.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but listen. Okay, but do you see how that could be?
Yeah,
if I'm in public and it rings,
like, is that your wife?
Yeah, the phone rings with, like, you know, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Who's that? Sarah Dillon, you know, and then it's
my coworker.
Well, what's Lara's? Is Lara's?
I can't even talk about what Lara's is because
tell Laura I love her.
No, I didn't pick that, and it's not Lara's theme.
I was just gonna say Lara's.
Here's okay. This is, and I can only say this on the air because she herself made the suggestion. I asked Lara, I said, so what do you want your cell phone ring to be? And I swear to Christ, this is what she said. I said, what do you want your cell phone song to be? And she said, do they have Baby Got Back? And I said, well, I can make anything the ringtone, baby. It's a cell phone. She's like, I want it to be Baby Got Back. And it's like, even though she's picked it, do you realize how I can never do that? Because no one will believe that it was her idea.
Yes.
And I will be in a meeting, and it'll be like, I like big butts, and I cannot lie. And they'll be, who's that? My wife. And then all female heads will just go, and swivel towards me. And I will be a pariah.
With a death ray look.
Yeah, so I can't do that. So I got to find something. I can't get caught up in this whole cell phone thing. But anyway, so you think about what you want your tone to be.
I'll think of something.
All right. Let's talk Rockstar. So first of all, Storm, as we all knew she would, encored last night.
Woo! Yeah.
And we'll play a little bit of that as we go into this next break here. It was fantastic.
And everybody, we had this huge discussion before the show came on about, she can't possibly do the stage dive again. What is she going to do?
No.
And, you know, so just as fantastic.
And then she fell straight, Howard Beale style, fell flat on her back at the end and then kicked herself back up under her feet at the end.
She is so awesome.
It was great. It was really good. And I got to tell you, just based on last night, I do agree with some of the emailers who say, why are they even continuing this charade?
That's what I was going to say. Why even just get rid of the bottom three? Any one of them could have gone and I would have been happy. But Zaida should have really been.
Does anybody know if they're going to be kicking off more than one person
that
an episode?
That would be a good gimmick because they need to get rid of more people.
Well, last season they did. Last season with the NXS one, I didn't watch it, but I know that they kicked off more than one person sometimes.
They did, I think, one time like a double elimination.
Yeah, they really got to do that because it's like some of this chaff just needs to go.
Yeah, to get to the really good stuff.
Trevor in Huntington Beach, who went to the taping because his company outfits some of the people, emailed today and said, Rick, I know I said my company dresses Tommy Lee, but trust me, last night was clearly not one of those nights.
The P.S. hoodie with the devil ears on it? What was that?
And he says, P.S., the Zaytera conspiracy officially starts now. Everybody I've asked this morning, they're like, why is she still on? Mm-hmm. Why?
And you know, to be that song that she sang last night, I love that song.
Oh, the case choice?
I'm Not an Addict.
Let me just play a little bit of that here. This is, oh, wait, let me go to
it. And part
Thursday.
Of it was kind of touching, but it was still pretty bad.
It's terrible, though. Wait.
Zaytera.
Hi, babe.
Hey, it's always you and I, isn't it?
No.
But, you know, I love you, and you know you love me, too.
Hold on. No, I'm sorry. No, it's all, I'm realizing I'm playing the extra long one. Hold on, let me cut right to the actual performance. This is a song I didn't really know. This is called I'm Not an Addict by K's Choice, so. She just has such a limited range.
Well, her voice is really thin.
Yeah. And her tongue and jaw do a weird thing when she sings. She's just strange looking.
She is.
I'm not it. Maybe that's a lie.
She has.
I do like the song though.
Yeah, it's a great song.
That's what's hard for me is to see past the song sometimes. The problem with her is that she sounds like so many other Lilith Fair era women, and by that I mean, I'm not trying to knock women who sing. But she sounds like so many women who came after Sarah McLachlan, where they've got that little trill that, I don't know what it's called musically, Kristen, but that little thing when they sing where it's almost like a, you know, that little...
There is no term for that.
The edge.
Bad.
And Sarah McLachlan did that constantly, where she would sing and she'd go, la, 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 you know.
It's almost like a yodel in the throat that
right.
they do, and I don't know.
It's just so non-rock and roll.
Yeah.
This is what they had to say about her, by the way. This is great. Listen to what...
This week, you're back to where I was before,
yeah.
You lost me again.
Right here.
My recommendation to you is to get started on a solo career, like, right now.
Ooh, in your face.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But she's obviously just not right, because she doesn't get what they're looking for. She doesn't even, and I said this on the email that I had sent you, you know, about her. I don't know if it's because she's foreign, and she doesn't know what we call the rock. You know,
that's no excuse though. People are
missing the point completely.
You know what? I've heard bands from Brazil. I've heard bands from Australia. Sarah and I, we could probably go down the list. Bands from every continent on earth. Magni's from freaking Iceland, and he knows how to rock.
That's true.
So
but
being
he is
from
a superstar in Iceland.
But I'm saying being from another culture is no excuse.
Well, I wasn't saying it would be an excuse, but I could understand maybe if, you know.
Rock is an international language.
It really is.
So, yeah, screw her.
For all of us.
But I think we all realize at this point, here's what's happening. They all know she's not going to win.
Right.
So they're, actually Joni said this last night. I can't take credit for this observation. She said, they already know she's not going to win. So if you have to choose between losers, why not just keep the loser that's going to be entertaining?
That's true.
That's the thing. It's just so we can have somebody to laugh at.
She even was surprised that she didn't get voted off last night.
She actually said, oh my God,
yeah.
I don't believe it, is what she mouthed. Let's see. Here's them talking about Phil's wobbly head.
If the wobble is instilled, I'm worried.
I'm just wondering if everyone could deal with that for an hour and a half.
It's a big bobblehead.
That was the night before, wasn't it?
And that's what Stephanie called him from day one.
The bobblehead.
Bobblehead.
Yeah. Yeah. What did he sing last night? He sang something terrible, wasn't it? Some song called Failure, or some group called Failure.
And the band is Failure. I can't remember the name of the song.
It was some weird off-kilter, angular, atonal song that I couldn't even tell if he was singing it badly.
Well, it was funny because Patrice was mouthing the words along with him. So Patrice knew it.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, that's enough.
And speaking of Patrice, let's listen to a little bit of Patrice singing. This is her. You're driving me away. Is this that Radiohead song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iron Lung or whatever it's called. You don't need. She wasn't so bad.
She wasn't so bad last night.
She's just not interesting.
She did. She rocked it up a little bit more, but it's still, to me, she's still doing the same. It's that same comment that the band made.
Right, same.
Do anything different.
Same crap, different day.
Yeah. And again, you know, not something you couldn't, you could go out any day of the week in Portland and see that.
Now this is, she was the one who was all grinding on Gilby Clark the other night, right?
No, Jill, the blonde.
Was that Jill?
Yeah.
All right.
I was so surprised she wasn't in the bottom
oh,
three.
Oh, well, she was at one point during the night.
Right.
Just because they brought her up to talk to her about it, because they do the thing of like, but during the night, oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing Sarah. Brooke Burke says, but during the night, the voting changed. And here's what she said. This is the dumbest thing. I cannot believe that she opened her mouth and said this when they bitched about her grinding. This is Gilby Clark talking to her.
First of all, I played guitar for Heart. There's two girls. Ann Wilson has never had to stoop so low as to hump me to try to get her emotions out. I've never seen her do that. You know, so hold on. Let me finish, you know. You know, it's just, to me, all the moves were predictable. I've seen it at the Holiday Inn. I've seen it everywhere. Show me something I have.
She puts her foot right into here, though.
Gilby, everything's been done in rock and roll already. I
no,
mean,
it ain't.
Really, you know,
oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I mean, that's
you may as well pack now.
Not there.
Yeah, I mean, she should pack her luggage now.
Just go.
That's the wrong thing to say to those guys.
Well, and I kind of agree with his comments. You don't, why do you need to do that?
And he's totally right, because Dave Navarro and Gilby Clark have both played with Heart. Dave Navarro played with Heart in that great tribute concert on VH1. And, you know, people can make all the cracks they want about Ann Wilson and her weight, and she's a big girl and whatever. But you know what? That, she sings like nobody's business, and she doesn't have to, like, be doing a bunch of pelvic thrusts to sell it.
Well, and that's the thing is, if you have the talent, you don't need to do any of that other crap.
Well, that's like the thing with Storm. Storm, it's just the fact that she's beautiful is just that icing on the cake, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? I wanted to remind you to put out the word there, because I know somebody knows the answer to this, about the voting situation.
I had somebody say that the voting window is not as they make it seem. I had a guy say that he voted from the very beginning of the show on Tuesday, and that it registered all his votes and they were counted.
And my hairstylist did the same thing. She was like, I got my hair colored yesterday, and we're talking the whole time about this.
Okay.
But she said she went on also at a different time and was able to vote a couple of times.
Yeah, this guy was like, so, he's like, I don't know what they're talking about. I voted from the very, he was like, I voted all evening and they didn't stop me.
Well, because they play the show on the East Coast, which would be, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock here.
And I don't know that there's any guarantee that they can track where you are that way.
That's true. Well, maybe the phone calls, but not if you're online.
Maybe.
So I thought one of the geeks out there might know for sure what the situation.
All right, there you go. Kristen in accounting with the Rockstar Recap. All right, thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, there you go. Should we play a little bit of Storm into the break here?
Sure.
All right, so this is the Storm Encore from last night. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. All right. Hey, Tim, do you have your cell phone on you?
No.
Okay, never mind. I was going to ask if you wanted to hear your sounder, or your ringtone.
Oh.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's 503-733-2970. All right, it's time to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Up for grabs, we have a pair of tickets. Maybe there's something wrong with my lips today. My lips look hairy to you. All right.
Hairy?
I don't know what it is. I've got a whole kind of blah, 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 blah thing going on. Kind of mush-mouthed today. It's time to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11. It's World Louder, happening at Columbia Meadows this Saturday. Tickets still available at all Tickets West outlets, $35, and so forth. But we got a pair of those for caller number 5. If you can spot the fake metal lyrics. If not, you will wear a label of shame and degradation on your head for the rest of your days. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We'll do that in a moment. What I'm going to do right now, while Scotty is finding, I'm going to play the Weekend Geek, because it is Thursday. And welcome to day 12. So I'm going to play the Weekend Geek, and then we're not going anywhere. So I'll play the Weekend Geek, and then we'll come right back and play the thing with the metal and the hey-hey and the alright then. So you just, we'll be right here with the whole,
and now,
thank you.
The Rick Emerson Show presents the Weekend Geek.
Hey, this is Aaron Duran of geekinthecity.com. And, you know, before I dive into this Weekend Geek, I got a bone to pick with my so-called geeks out there. Man, what is up with Clerks 2 debuting at number 6 on the box office? Number 6! Beat out by the second week playing of Little Man. People, I'm sad. I'm sad for you all. Oh well, I guess when your budget's only $5 million, pulling in $10 million isn't too bad. But still, beaten by Little Man. Dark Horse Comics is going to immortalize the winner of Sci-Fi Channel's Who Wants to Be a Superhero in three-color fashion. Stan Lee will write the comic, which you can expect on the shelves sometime later this year. More reports from Comic-Con keep floating in as Lucasfilm once again confirms that a Star Wars live-action series will hit the screen in 2010 and that, quote, the Indiana Jones 4 script is just months away from pre-production. At last count, this is the 6th time that Indiana Jones 4 has been, quote, months away from production. Draw your own conclusions. I'm Aaron Duran of geekinthecity.com. If you have a local geeky or pop culture event that you'd like promoted on Week in Geek, drop me a line at news@geekinthecity.com.
The Week in Geek, only from the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solar State Radio.
All right, there's the Week in Geek. All right, well, see, there's nothing too dated there.
No.
Oh, no. Okay, there you go. No. Is it that time once again? Do we have... Okay, let me find the with the hole and the hey-hey, and where is my Nightwish music? All right, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. And I will perform two sets of metal lyrics, one written by Scotty J, one not. If you can spot the fake set, you win a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11. It's One Louder, featuring Alice in Chains, Buck Cherry, Seether, Evans Blue, Floater, etc. Happening this Saturday. Let's welcome out to the Rick Emerson Show, Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you today?
I'm dandy. Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Okay. So I'm gonna perform two songs. In fact, you know what, Tim? Would you like to perform today's lyrics?
Me?
Yeah. Sure. Can I just tell you the best Tim Riley moment that happened today?
Let's mix it up a bit.
Here's the best Tim Riley moment. Scotty typically makes coffee for us, you know, in the morning. And he's usually here around 10 o'clock. And so, you know, so we go to get coffee and it's there, hot, brewed, fresh, ready. Tim goes into the kitchen today where Scotty had been running late. Scotty didn't get here till like 11:15 today, like a slacker. So Tim goes into the kitchen, and Tim says, "So are these coffees fresh and new?" And Scotty says, "No, they're not." And I swear to God, Tim goes, "No? What kind of an answer is that?" And, like, walks off. Like, shaking his head, and as Tim is walking away, he's walking to the hallway, shaking his head and going, "No?"
Well, that's not my America.
It's fantastic.
He is a human being, you guys.
Yeah, sure. All right. So, Tim, I'm going to highlight. So just... I'm going to highlight, like, this section here and then this section.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Mark, Tim Riley will now read set of metal lyrics, the first. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, Tim, read the first set of metal lyrics, please.
Kick to the curb on a Saturday night. My old lady was mad. We had an axe fight. Heavy metal bottle throwing through my veins. Alcohol bleeding through my pores. Everyday demons control my mind. There is no escape. Stepped out on the porch and shot my long steel gun in your whiskey garden. Oh,
this heavy metal bottle raped my soul.
Okay, there you go. That's your first set of metal lyrics. Now, metal lyrics, the second set.
Page two.
Page, and now, here's your second set of lyrics.
Testify to heal the wounds inside. Walk the path of endless lies. In denial of a wretched past. Walk the walk of a guilty man. Scarred from years of deadly abuse. I am pulling through with everything I can and do. The stress is killing me inside. This chaos, so divine. To please everyone, everyone but myself. The pain is deafening, crushing all that is challenged. I really wonder if one day I'll surrender.
Right,
open scars, these wounds never heal.
Okay.
Open scars, this heart you'll never steal.
It's like being at a bad college creative writing class. All right, Mark, the question is, which set of lyrics were fake, the real or the first? The second or the first?
I'm saying the second.
The second were real or fake?
Fake.
Tim?
I can't tell.
Hold on.
Do I win?
Hold on. I have to look at this. So you're saying the second set was fake?
Correct.
In your face! You lose!
Damn it.
No.
Doggone it even.
No. Thank you. All right. No. That's the first set of lyrics was completely... there you go. The first set of lyrics was called Heavy Metal Bottle by Scotty J.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that one was real.
No. The second set of lyrics was Cataclysm singing their hit Open Scars. Sorry, Mark.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Wait, do we have time to do one more?
Yeah, it was kind of nonsense with the whiskey garden.
My long steel gun in your whiskey garden.
In your garden. Whiskey garden. Oh, that sounds wrong.
Yeah. Do we have another? I told him I wanted the song to have the phrase long steel gun in it somewhere. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Hello. Is this Katie?
Yes, it is.
Katie, are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
I am.
All right, I'll go ahead and do this set here. I'm just trying to mix it up.
Oh, you know what killed you to give it over to Tim?
All right, now I can't find. Where's my night? Wish I can have Tim do this again.
No, you can't.
Someday.
Your foolish pride gets in the way, Rick.
Would you rather have Tim do it?
I don't want to do it now.
Formaldehyde. All right. I'm going to read you two sets of metal lyrics. One of them real, one of them written by Scotty J. If you spot the fake metal lyrics, you get a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Here's the first set. 1, 2, 3, 4. And here we go. Arise from the dead and track from the grave. The killing won't stop until your first light. We'll bring you to hell because we want to enslave soul. Frozen with fright, we break through the crust. Sorry, let me continue. We break through the crust, leap from our crypts, protected by eternal life. We lay down the law from our satanic scripts, bringing you nothing but strife. All right, that's
that was beautiful.
That's retarded. All right, here that's the first set. Here comes your second set. Are you ready?
Yes.
Second set of lyrics. Here you go. All right. Through the desert in this war we all bleed. Can't see my target buried in this sand sea. Pain has followed us into the night. From this bush we fire liberation in sight. Call upon the troops to fight this dirty battle. The people be free. Exiled from crucifixion and torture. We all bleed. We are here. All right, there you go. Which set of lyrics was fake?
The second set.
Very good. Congratulations, Katie.
Nice.
That was called Bushfire, written by Scotty J. The first song was performed by Possessed. That is Death Metal is the name of that song. Congratulations. All right, Katie. You have won a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11 happening this weekend at Columbia Meadows, featuring Alice in Chains. Tickets still available at all Tickets West outlets. But you, sister, you got a pair because you're good. Scotty's typing in the screen. Darn it. There you go. Thank you, Katie. We'll put you on hold here.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Katie.
What will become of these Scotty heavy metal lyrics? Will they be performed at a public place at some point
in
time?
We should make them all into a song and have a band play them. I didn't even keep any of mine. I was just writing them and throwing them away the very day. I wish I'd kept those. They're gold.
I throw away all mine, too.
What can you do? All right. Sarah, should we break?
Yeah.
All right, let's break. Get it out of the way. Don't forget, Rick Emerson Show, now 8 minutes longer. What percentage is that? Hey, somebody figure that out during the break. If the show was... Rick Emerson is in a train leaving Chicago. If the show was 180 minutes, and now it's 188 minutes. Somebody figure out what percentage more that is, so I can say now, blah, 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 you know, X percent more. Somebody figure that out. 180 minutes to 188. Back after this, like us at 306. Donna, Mike at 7. Rick Emerson Show continues next on AM 970. Solid State Radio. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of our program. Okay, we've now figured this out. The Rick Emerson Show is now 4.4% longer. Huzzah. Just this email. We now go to 306 every day. Rick Emerson Show now 4.4% longer. Hey, one of the people saying, listen to this. 4.4%, if my math serves me correctly, this is from Morgan, who's that woman who used to hate me. Used to hate me, hates me no longer. All right, there you go. One at a time. One at a time, make everything happen. Let's see. It's 503-733-2970. I'm not used to having all this time here. We got 9 minutes. Almost.
You have a lot of time.
All right. I don't even know what to do with myself. Well, we've done the Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. Let me look at my matrix. Well, is this Mailman Chris? Okay. Let's welcome to the show the official stenographer of the Rick Emerson radio program, Mailman Chris. Hello. How are you, sir?
Not bad. Just almost done with my route and listening to the show.
See, here's the thing is I got 7 minutes, though. I could get all kinds of things done in the next 7 minutes.
Yeah, I figure maybe I'd give you a kick in the ass. I can tell you what, you still have
Give me a recap of what we've done so far, because I owe a push-up for each item teased and not gotten to.
Well, you got to the Whitney and the double Britney.
Yeah!
You got to the Rockstar recap, Lisa, Ed, and Jim.
Okay.
You also got the Week in Geek and Spot the Fake, but you didn't have those teased.
Yes.
But you have not got to the double clown or the corpse.
Oh, I didn't tease the top five today, thank God. I didn't get to the double clown or the corpse watch. We have time to do the corpse watch, probably, don't we?
We have time to do. Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Okay, well, you know
with
what?
With all of those, that 4.4% more.
What with all the extra length and girth that we have now, Chris? I'm gonna get what I can now. Do you want to call back or should I put you on hold?
Go ahead and put me on hold. It's fine.
All right, okay, I'll put you on hold. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your corpse watch for Thursday right here on the Rick Emerson radio program.
I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet I'm not sitting alone. Digging up bones.
After she was arrested for keeping a severed head and six skulls in her South Plainfield home, exotic dancer Linda Kay asked her father and a friend to put up their homes to help secure a $100,000 bail.
Wait, hold on. So this is it, her family put up the bail by putting their homes up?
Mm-hmm.
And she vanished?
Yeah.
Great. Oh. And she's a stripper?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, has anybody seen a picture of this woman?
I do not know.
Because this is, if you didn't hear it yesterday, this is the woman. I forget exactly how this happened, but the cops ended up going to her house, and in her house they found a whole bunch of We had initially been told that they found severed heads, but I think that's not true.
It was a severed hand, correct?
They found six human skulls.
They found six human skulls and a severed hand in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, but and she's a stripper and she's goth
at an all nude juice bar.
let me dance for you, and then cut off your hand. Let me dismember you. Let me dismember you.
Oh.
What?
That's just creepy.
I'm sorry. So that's a whole lot of yeah, she's a little creepy, but for the same reason she's also very hot. That officially makes her the hottest woman currently on the associated with the
record. You don't even know what she looks like.
Doesn't matter. Well, she's got to be kind of cute. She's a stripper. You know? What?
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything. No. Oh, there's my phone.
Okay.
Wait, let's see who it is. Oh, that's a reminder that I've got to get my wedding suit altered. Stop. I can't make it stop. No, she's a stripper at a juice bar.
And that's better?
I'm saying you know that she's at least passably attractive.
No, that's worse tips. I mean, what kind of tips do you get at a juice bar?
I don't know, but I'm saying, like...
She probably lives a healthier life.
She's hireable, at least. I mean, you know. Well, whatever. Anyway, so she's a goth stripper with severed hands and a bunch of skulls in her house. So all I'm saying is this, is it seems like we need to have a picture of her. How are we going to be defined? She's obviously some sort of freakish.
We should try and find her MySpace page.
That's what I'm... You know she's got one, too. And you know it's purple, and it has, like, a blood-red rose in the background. And there's a Sisters of Mercy song playing. And there's a lot of, like, I walk alone in this shadow of doom with the cold wrap of darkness around my eyes. What is her name?
Linda Kay.
Linda Kay. You know she's an attention whore, so you know that she's got probably 15 of those MySpace profiles out there, and an eating disorder, and she probably cuts herself. Wait.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know, we should be playing for this. Wait. Oh, where did it go? Oh, do I not have the, where did I put that borderline baby song? Why don't I have that? Oh, I don't even know where that is. That guy created...
Where does she live?
She lives in New Jersey, Plainfield.
Plainfield. Yeah, that's right, because it was like Plainfield, Wisconsin. I don't know where that She's My Borderline Baby song went to. I have no idea.
Oh, you gotta find that.
Oh, it's too bad. I thought I had it. I was out, and they pulled me back in. So my point, though, is she's got... There's all the ingredients are here for her to be unbelievably great. She's a goth. She's got a severed hand. She's got a bunch of skulls. And she's a stripper. And a stripper in a juice bar, which implies...